The president being heckled in the Holy Land. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There weren't a lot of hecklers when it came.
Oh, no.
When it came to the big bad basketball matchups in March Madness, did you fill out a bracket? How are you doing in your bracket? I have a big fat zero, so I'm holding my bracket up. You can see the invisible bracket. I didn't have time to do a bracket. I did my own personal one, but of all the pools I could have entered into, I just was too slammed, so I just did one for myself. Easier that way, isn't it? So the president says peace is possible, but let's see the world as the Palestinians do. It's not surprising in Jerusalem that he would be heckled because of things like that that he's been saying. He was actually talking to some young Israelis and saying they need to pressure their leaders, that's what he was saying, the president, our president, to seek peace with the Palestinians. And here's the thing. Land is land, and they do not want to play nice, I don't think, with the Palestinians. If you look at all the rockets that have been lobbed from the Gaza Strip into Israel, it's amazing the amounts. People just don't realize how often that happens. And is there going to be peace anytime soon? I'm going to say no. Is there a two-state solution somewhere in the wind? The Palestinian leader Abbas says, sure, that the Israeli settlements are, you know, there is a possibility. There is a solution, perhaps. And our Secretary of State, who is now John Kerry, weird to get used to that, right? John Kerry in high heels, staying on to hold some talks with some of those Israeli leaders. So that was the big moment of the day. I think the heckling just in reaction to things that Obama has said in the past, and that he's not backing down off the idea that the young Israelis should embrace the Palestinians and forget what's happened in the past and resolve to push for peace instead of continuing this tug of war that's been going on for decades and decades and decades. We'll talk more about the trip to Israel and also response to Syria, they're not eating cereal. They're actually worried about what's happening with the chemical weapons and proof of chemical weapons. So Senator John McCain is pressuring to do something in the air, saying, you know what, at least we could do something to help the people on the ground, and that would be the way to go. And he's not alone in that, that there is a saying that there is a solution to it, and how come we're not involved in this? How come we're not, while here you have the president in the Middle East, how come we're not talking about what's going on to the people in Syria? And since we started with the Middle East, Iraq, do you believe it's been 10 years since the invasion? Where is Jessica Lynch now? And I had a friend who just ran into Donald Rumsfeld not too long ago. He's giving speeches, and he is living in Taos, New Mexico. He's got kind of a spread up there, not too far, which is interesting, away from Julia Roberts, the actress. But he doesn't spend a whole lot of time there because he's off often speaking and whatnot. And, you know, you think of Donald Rumsfeld, and when I think of Iraq, that's who I think of. I think of the fact that he was squarely in the middle of this. I mean, how many times did you see him on the tube talking about the effectiveness of the campaign and how the plans were going and the execution? And then, of course, for Rumsfeld, I think he was tagged with Abu Ghraib, the prison scandal, rightfully so. And remember what happened? He ultimately resigned in 2006. And was replaced by Robert Gates. So what did we learn from that invasion, and how far have we come since then? The answer to that is it's kind of a mixed bag. It's kind of a mixed bag, and the reason I say it's a mixed bag is because we never really got those war reparations, for one, and we're seeing that there's still problems with the Shiites, the Kurds, and the Sunnis, which was ultimately the triangle that was in trouble the last time. Remember, that was the whole idea, to get in there, break it up, and make it one country. In the meantime, besides the Middle East, I think heavy on the mind of many here in the States is what is going on with the weather. They're talking about snow. Where is spring? It's almost time for Easter. In fact, my aunt was digging through the Easter attic, I'm going to call it, and came up with a few of those ceramic bunnies and eggs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, isn't it funny how we have these boxes full of Halloween or Christmas or Easter, but it's Easter is pastels and egg hunts and no White House Easter egg roll, maybe. But it might also be an Easter where there's snow. I can't remember ever in my life being any place where there was snow on Easter. I know some of you Canadians have dealt with that, and some other people in Alaska, obviously, for example. But for the most part, if you look at North America, just in many of the states other than the mountain regions, it's not typically the norm to have snowflakes and any kind of traction where the snow actually sticks. So I was talking to a guy today who was saying up in Elk Mountain, which is in Pennsylvania, that he felt like there was still going to be a lot of snow season left, a couple more weeks at least. I said, are you kidding me? You mean into April there's going to be skiing because they're supposed to get a couple of inches of snow? So hello spring, and hello a lot of the white stuff. 16 inches, in fact, in some places, in some places in the Midwest, that these ski resorts have to be loving it, because people will run up and squeeze in some last-minute, you know, getaway time on the powder or the ice, depending on where you live. I grew up where you didn't get powder. The first time I ever skied on powder, it was like it had kind of sucked me in, and wasn't very good on it because I was so used to kind of sliding, gliding more through ice than through anything that seemed powdery. Coming up here in this hour of America Tonight, in fact, on the flip side, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Wendy James. Dr. Wendy talking about good stress and bad stress. I didn't know there was such a thing. Now we're separating stress. I thought stress was terrible all the way around. Heart attacks. You know, my buddy Don Wiskin, how many times have we talked to him with Extendivite about the problems people were having with their hearts? And so much of that was not just what they were eating, but so much of it was pure on stress. So what's good stress? Good stress compared to bad stress? I guess I'd rather have some of that good stuff than the brutal stuff. But I think most people are running around with a lot of stress. So Dr. Wendy in the wings, we're going there next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you, the best thing about this show so far is the coffee. I got a big cup of Wawa coffee. Oh, man, it is good stuff. Mayor Bloomberg wouldn't approve 24 ounces, but it's not sugary, and I put very little sugar, sweetener. I do that sweet and low thing. I know it's terrible for you. I put, pinch of it in. So I think I would be okay. And so far in New York, they have not outlawed giant coffees, thank goodness. I mean, I see people dragging around 24 ounces is like a baby cup compared to some of the coffee I've seen people hauling around with them. Did you ever see that Dunkin' Donuts Cup of Joe? Or Box of Joe? It's not really Cup of Joe. You end up with a cup. But it's that Box of Joe. Oh, it's huge. Big, giant cube. My brother got one once, and I don't think we got through even half of it. I don't know how many cups of coffee it has in it, but it's a whole lot. All right, good stress versus bad stress. What's the difference? Dr. Wendy sent me this note, and the difference is good stress is the kind of stress that makes our adrenaline kick in. So you know you're going to be challenged to use whatever your skill sets are, and your Herculean effort to get the job done is stressful. Think of people lifting, packing, moving things, trying to get things done, that kind of stuff. That would probably fall into that category, I'm assuming. But at the end of the day, you've got this achievement thing, and you feel good because you've overcome whatever obstacle it is, and you met the goal or the task, and that's how you counterbalance that good. That's what the good stress is. Bad stress affects your immune system. So bad stress is like worrying. If you worry all the time, that's not good. And unlike the good stuff, there's an element of control. Worry occurs when people lose control of the outcomes, the circumstances, which, of course, how much in your life can you control? If you can control a lot in your life, I want to meet you. You know, what do we control? I don't know, 10%? I was thinking about this today. Even on a scale of, let's say, 100% being the best, I'm going to say that most of us are lucky if we get, you know, 10%. 10% control in most situations. But the effects of the long-term effects of worrying and that kind of stuff, it's when the serotonin is at some low levels and the cortisol is at a high level, the chemical process changes from a healthy response to a bad one. It damages tissue, it increases vascular inflammation, and it has an adverse effect to our autoimmune system, and it increases our susceptibility to disease like cancer, like high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease. Remember, I was mentioning Don Wiskin. He and I have talked about that a ton. So here's my advice. Just let it go. It's the, remember the book title, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff? Don't sweat the small stuff. And then that's your difference between the good and the bad stress. I think Obama was sweating being heckled in Israel. I'm going to say, since he's portrayed as Joe Cool, he probably wasn't sweating that. That's why he just sort of made a joke about it, because he wasn't worried about it. You know, he just kind of laughed it off, blew it off, whatever. And I can't imagine anything more stressful than being a politician these days, period, no matter what end you're on. Because really, how much do we approve of any of our politicians? So peace is possible. That's what the Prez insists can happen in the Middle East. I'm going to disagree. I don't think we're going to see peace. I don't think we're going to see full-on peace in my lifetime. I don't think so. You might disagree with me. I mean, will we ever, in the sands of the Middle East, in the Holy Land, are we ever going to see a really peaceful outcome? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. In fact, earlier in the day when I checked my email, I got this one from Steve Berg, listening to us in New York, and Steve says, Katie Kate, there is no way this peace is possible nonsense that the White House is pushing is really ever going to happen. Look back, as you often say, to what other presidents have talked about, and we have these meetings all over where, whether it's at Camp David, the White House, or some city in the Middle East, we get the handshakes, we get the photo op, but that's all we get. We get the photo op, and it doesn't go anywhere from there. It's just a lot of talk, and talk is cheap, my friend. And there's a reason why we should be concerned, and you talk about it all the time, partially because of Iran. I think besides Syria, of all the places to worry about, Iran would be top on the list, and I say I would agree with that. I didn't give you the full menu for this hour of America Tonight. Coming up in our third segment of the show, household accidents. I mean, it is free-for-all Friday, after all. And I'm wondering, what are some of the all-time worst household accidents that you might have been a part of, you weekend warriors? I've got a good one for you. I know it's not a good one. It's a sad one, but it could have been really an awful disaster. And I'm assuming some of you have some stories to tell, too, so you can give us a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Throwing in on the theme of, where is peace possible, the Senate is hoping that there is going to be peace, or an agreement anyway, as the rhetoric is being ratcheted up on gun control legislation. The Senate debates next month will include an expansion of federal background checks for people who are buying guns. The majority leader, Harry Reid, said Thursday in a victory for advocates of gun restrictions that this is good, that we're going to get this federal background check thing going on. But it certainly underscores what the Democrats were trying to do. Remember, it's going to be aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. And I don't think it's going to be quite as aggressive. Currently, what's required for it's required for transactions involving federally licensed firearm dealers, but not private sales at gun shows or online. So Obama and many supporters of curbing guns consider an expansion of the system to private gun sales to be the best way, the best response that you could possibly take in reaction to what happened in December in Newtown, Connecticut. You know, the system designed to keep guns from criminals and people with serious mental problems and others considered potentially dangerous. But you know, will that work? You know, is this ultimately going to curb the violence or a mass killing by taking that kind of a stance? So the penalties for illegal gun trafficking and modestly expanding a grant program for school security is still also hanging in the balance. It's hanging in the balance. Reid is saying that during Congress's two-week break, didn't they just come back from a break? How many breaks do they get? There was just a week. Like 2 weeks ago, there was a week break. So now there's another two-week break. They're saying that during this two-week break, that he hopes senators will take some kind of a bipartisan compromise on broadening background checks. Without a deal, he says the gun bill would include a stricter version approved earlier in the month by Senate Judiciary Committee and authored, of course, by longtime New York Rep. Chuck Schumer, expanding the system to virtually all private gun transactions with few exceptions. So how do you feel about that? You're going to sell your Uncle John, your Uncle Joe, whoever, one of your hunting rifles. Well, then that would count. That would probably count for the gun transactions. So, and to be effective, what Reid is saying, any bill that passes the Senate has to include that. But the National Rifle Association says background checks are easily sidestepped by criminals anyway and threaten creation of a government file on gun owners, which, by the way, we triple-checked on this, and of course everybody knows this. It's illegal under federal law. You can't have a super-duper file on who has guns. Remember the outrage and the craziness of printing in New York? They did this. In Connecticut, they did this, printing the people's names in the paper who had gun permits. Yeah, it's craziness because ultimately the paper ended up getting death threats and people whose names were printed in the paper were concerned about the people knowing who in the neighborhood didn't have a gun. Let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which window should I climb in and do a smash and grab? Oh, yeah, there's only one house where they don't have a gun. I think I choose that one. That's the one, yeah. All right, meet me in a few. We're talking about household accidents and Free for All Friday. If you want to chime in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Listening to America tonight. If you do not hear me on the radio on Monday morning, then you know that I was the winner of the Powerball jackpot. Do you know that it's up to $320 million? It's the sixth largest of all time. So no ticket matched the numbers on Wednesday. That means you have to get a ticket. We don't have to. But you might want to take a chance. Why not? Somebody has to win. I don't work for the lottery, but it could be good, clean fun. Just a few bucks. Not crazy gambling. And just see if you hit the Powerball numbers. $320 million. That's crazy cash. That's, wow. What am I doing? How could you possibly work? You could set up a charity. You could live on the interest of the money. You could do whatever you want to do. If you nailed the numbers. It seems so easy when you look at the little card, doesn't it? But it's not so easy trying to come up with the numbers the way they're supposed to be laid out. All right, you know how I have a tendency sometimes to veer off course. We don't want to do that. In this segment, I was talking about the fact that household accidents are so on the rise. They're saying that in every household, each year there are at least 8 or 9 accidents. Sometimes they end up tragic accidents because somebody is hurt where they can't, you know, where they're hurt, where they're hospitalized or something even worse happens. I had a friend who was a car dealer. He owned a little car dealership in California. A true story. You know, you always hear those stories about you have the rug in the bathroom, and then you have the sticky rugs, I'm going to call it, so you don't slide in the tub. I'm sure there's a name for it, but I don't know what it is. So you have that. And what happened to his father was he was taking a shower and somehow slipped, hit his head, boom, and that was it. He died in the shower. They came back and found him. Now, that's a tragic household accident. I mean, just awful. And how do you prevent that? Well, you know, they just slipped in the tub, and you know, that's that whole thing about being careful in the bathroom because of what you have on the floors and the walls and everything else, and obviously when you're in the tub or in the shower. I have a good household accident. My husband actually had a phone. He was talking to somebody who owned the house previously to us, and he was walking around a pool. And before you know it, the woman was talking to him so much, he got lost in that conversation, and he slipped and fell in the pool. The best part is she was still talking. The cell phone was drenched. It was a freezing cold night. He was in jeans and whatever else and was just full-on soaked because he went down in the pool, and the flashlight was in the bottom of the pool and was still on. So it was beaming out all over the place. And that was a pretty freaky accident. Charles in Charge has a couple of household accidents, so 8 or 9 a year. You had a couple of good ones you were sharing with me. Tell the listeners about some of them.
My daughter washed our flat-screen TV with half a bottle of Windex.
Oh, half a bottle of Windex, because she was really trying hard to get your television clean, and so she figured the more Windex she put on, the better it would look.
She didn't wipe it. She just sprayed and sprayed and sprayed until half a bottle was done.
Oh, that's brutal.
She got her fingers on it.
Oh, no. She probably felt terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awful.
And, yeah.
That's a good one. What else do you have?
Another Haley one. She had found some lipstick and decided to paint the basement red.
Paint the basement red with a lipstick?
Yeah, just a regular lipstick thing, and she managed to coat nearly every wall in a basement. It was pretty amazing.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be fun to clean that up. How do you clean lipstick off of walls that are all over the basement?
Turpentine, I guess.
Really? Oh, man, that is nasty.
You just reprimed and painted it.
All right, so she's 2 for 2. That was 2, but, you know, she's such a cute little girl. What can you do? Accidents happen. Crazy things happen. She was trying to help in the one case. In the other case, she just was expressing herself artistically.
That is why we have video games.
That's right.
These things don't occur.
That's right. Focus on the video games instead. Don't worry about the lipstick and running around. I'm sure some of you have some as well you want to share with us. Do it, definitely, at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-2283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Like I said, this is Free For All Friday, which means it's like a grab bag of everything that's going on. So I got Lucky here saying, what did she drink? He's saying, what did she drink? And Kiss Master says, I heard lipstick works good on the hand. Ooh. And we've got somebody else saying, hey, Princess. Hey, how are you doing? So household accidents. With 9 or 10 a year, you have to assume, multiply that number, which there is no hard statistics on it, and that has to account for some of the things that maybe even they're seeing at emergency rooms. Somebody, a doctor, an emergency room doc, told me one time, where's the most dangerous place to be? In your house. Because, you know, you're just, your guard is down, and you don't know what you're going to get into. So I was assuming, and that's what he said, that that's why somebody's not focused on being a little bit more cautious where they would be perhaps in some other areas. All right, so we started off the show talking about what was happening in the Middle East and the fact that the Prez was really pushing this idea that we can see peace, it's right here, we can touch it, we can feel it. And if, you know, the Palestinians and the Israelis could get together and, you know, it's a strip of land, can't we move forward? But I think the world of the Palestinians see and the world the Israelis see are so different. And you're not talking about complicated relationships of just a couple of years. You're talking about a long-term relationship that just has never worked out. And it is over the strip of land. So whose strip of land rightfully is it? That's the thing. Whose strip of land is it? Do the Israelis need to give a little bit more on this? Or no? I mean, forget it. Why should they have to do that? Why can't they have the settlements there? It's a twisted deal that I don't think you can untwist. I think it's impossible to undo this knot, despite the optimism of our president. To me, it's almost sort of wasting time. Going to see Netanyahu, not a bad deal. Talking about Iran, of course, that's up for grabs. Bibi wants to blow up Iran. If he had his way, that's exactly what he would do. So, yes, absolutely. Go to Israel, have the conversation. He's been to Washington, D.C. how many times since Obama's been in office? But the wasted time on the peace accord, to me, when you think of all the other things, the other fish to fry, for lack of a better way to describe it, let's focus on that instead. Because we're not solving this riddle. So it's out there, boom, you're on record, move on. I mean, just move on. It's not happening. It's the Bickersteins. It's not happening. They're not ending this thing. Even if there's conversation about it, it's not going to happen. And by the way, I said at the top, talking about Syria, the fact that John McCain says, let's just go in, bomb them, do the aerial stuff. But here's the thing. Some things have happened in Syria, but I got a text message today from a good source of mine in D.C., and the thing is, there is no hard evidence. There's no hard evidence yet, because you've got to get that evidence on the ground of chemical weapons. I mean, not that it's not atrocious what's going on with Assad and he's a murderous thug and killing people, but what rebel do you back? And so we're backing rebels, random rebels now to go after Assad? Yeah. So the United Nations has stepped into this. You know, we talked to Luke Vargas a couple of times. He covers the United Nations here on America Tonight and talked about this. And they're launching this investigation into the claims that the rebels are using chemical weapons against the troops. That's what they're saying. And this comes on the heels of claims by the Syrian government and the rebels that each side used the chemical weapons against each other. So this ongoing civil war has entered a much more serious phase, a deadlier one, if you will. And you got the president and other American officials like Kerry, who I mentioned, who have said that there's no evidence to substantiate the reports that there were chemical weapons that the rebels had that they were using against the Syrian troops. So who's zooming who? Can somebody go in there and find the true scoop on this one? Jack from Down Under says, if chemical weapons had been used, the death toll would be a lot bigger than just 25, because he's talking about the most recent thing. And I agree with Jack. That's the idea of chemical weapons. It's mass annihilation as much as you can use them. So I think that the idea of chemical weapons is just been lobbed out there, but there aren't any conclusive things that show that that's really what's happening. Because who's using them? What, the rebels are using them and the Syrian regime are using them too? I mean, yeah, come on. So serious probability of using chemical warfare, I'm going to say not so much now. Not so much. Just a lot of wild claims. Kissmaster says, USA, no better than Saddam. You think so? Hang with us.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America tonight. Hanging with us on this straightaway is Dr. Wendy James. We were talking about having a doc on a little bit earlier, talking about good and bad stress. Dr. Wendy, thanks for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry there was a little confusion. That must be stress. But let's talk about good stress first.
Let's talk about good stress. I think it's funny that there's good and bad stress. Yeah, I love it.
Get to bad stress. Let's talk about good stress. Good stress is the kind of stress, and I want your listeners to hear this. I know you have good stress. I do. Otherwise, I want to be on this late at night, and you want to be. It makes our adrenaline kick it. It's knowing you'll be challenged to use all your skills, your Herculean effort to get the job done. It's stressful, however, at the end of the day, rewards, and it's not always a job. It could be a relationship. The rewards of achievement, personal satisfaction, professional growth, overcoming obstacles, meeting deadlines, very good for you, and accomplishing goals makes it worthwhile. The rewards, it, listeners, I want you to think about a time when the rewards counterbalance the stress. Because stress is good for a short period of time. It keeps us kicking in and being alive.
Yeah. So the short, so it's a short term, it is, it's that adrenaline rush. It's like a task you have to do. For example, like packing, when you have this arduous task of packing up a house, that as much as you might complain, you're finding cool things as you're going along, and there is something to accomplishing it and getting everything loaded up, isn't there?
Because you love what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're on a, you love what you're doing, and it's a good stress. And it doesn't matter if it's professional, you know, in a relationship with your husband, you know. Otherwise, I'd be with my husband right now. And it kicks in, and look at you overcoming deadlines and knowing you're good at what you do. It could be job, you know, it could be personal relationships. But I think all your listeners out there have experienced it. And it's called good stress. And
yeah.
We get so much play on stress as bad, and that's not always true. We can talk about bad when you're ready.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, so that's a great description of what good stress is and how to flush it out, knowing, you know, you've got this thing really coursing through your body, and then ultimately you're getting the payoff from that. But what is bad stress?
Oh, here's what happens. Thanks for asking. We're kind of on the same level here. You know, our bodies really compensate for everything. It's amazing how they kick in to prevent us from our bodies feeling stress. What happens with bad stress, it adversely affects our immune system, and it's different for different individuals. So it's a long term. It can be, you know, it could be a month for some people, 2 months for other people, but it can be summed up in there is a lack of element of control. I think of it as worry. I worry, but I'm aware when I worry, worry, worry. And, but when people lose control of outcomes and circumstances, it could be job downsizing, layoffs, relationships. You know, it's living in a constant mental stress. And as a result, there's changes in your brain chemistry, sorry, for me, manifest in deterioration of our physical health. Two things I want to point out that are major. Decrease in serotonin. It can happen, you know, I've lost, you lose somebody, you decrease in serotonin, you're on an antidepressant because your serotonin levels fall in the short term, but in the long term, then you need a psychiatrist and they may suggest for depression to stay on antidepressants, which affects serotonin. One other thing, increase in cortisol. Oh, yeah, that's our excuse for gaining weight.
Yes. Yeah, so that's, so you want to avoid that, obviously, because of the health repercussions. Yeah.
Serotonin low and cortisol high.
Yeah.
And that changes our healthy response into one that can damage our tissues, increase vascular inflammation, adverse effect on our autoimmune system, which leads to increased, you know, chances of disease, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, which I'm sure you hear about all the time, and so do I.
What is there, what can you do, Dr. Wendy, what can we do to avoid that? What do we, how do we get out of that so we don't put ourselves in those situations?
So how do we address it? Thank you. First, by being aware of the consequences of continued stress in our body, and getting help to identify the source of stress. And if you can't do it yourself, hopefully your spouse, your family, your friends will realize this is going on too long, you know, and it's leading to depression. And then you need therapy to get the clients to identify stressors. And if you identify, and you can do it yourself, you identify your stressors, realize it's happening, you can develop strategy. So it doesn't do harm. So the goal of psychologists is to help clients achieve their goals, to help happiness and well-being. We all want it. And everybody responds differently. You know, I like being on with you tonight. So it's positive for me. But, you know, everybody deals with stress in a different way. Maybe it's your family and spouse that helps you. Maybe it's going, you know, and exercising. It's different for everybody. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's writing or playing a musical instrument. If we stop and think about it, we know when our bodies are good stress and bad stress. And if we don't, hopefully, our family, our support system will.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. It's paying attention to the markers, the people around you looking for it, and then just figuring out a way to get out of it, to calm yourself down. Easier said, I think, sometimes than done, but hopefully somebody out there listening gets something out of what we were just talking about to just try to do whatever you can to overcome the bad stress and don't worry about the good stress because that's a positive thing, right?
Right. And if you have no stress, you know, you're actually a zombie, which my age is going to start. You're not even enjoying your life. Because good stress is good for you. It gets you excited. It gets your adrenaline going. It gets you wanting to go to work, wanting to be with the one you love, wanting to be involved with other people. But yet when it gets bad stress, hopefully you'll realize it. If you can't, listeners out there, then I hope your family, your friends, and bad stress could be not just a job. And we hear a lot about jobs being bad right now. A bad relationship.
Yeah. Sure, all of that can affect you. All right, Dr. Wendy, thanks so much for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. You have a good one. All right, so she didn't seem very stressed out to me. Like I said, looking through my list of people who are really starting to take worrying to a different level, I would probably put on the list the people who are now trying to prop up the Republican Party, because if you remember at the tail end of last week, what were you talking about at the beginning of this week, that the Republican Party has a new plan, a new strategy, and Rents Priebus is really preaching that message of $10 million to reach out to the Hispanic community, but he's getting a little bit of blowback for it. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, why can't we keep the party the way it is and just try to shore up the base? How about more authentic people? I talked about that earlier this week, that I think that's the number one thing that the people are looking for, that whatever it is that you're talking about, at least you're being honest about it. And we're getting the real deal. We're not getting the manufactured political machine. How about that? No more manufacturing candidates. That should have been the message. Then there'd be less stress.
American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.